All right, welcome everyone. It is 4:30, and I believe we have quorum to go ahead and get started with our November 5th, 2025 Urban Design Commission meeting.
Chair, I don't this think we have quorum. I'm seeing four of you.
I think Nick just fell off.
Oh, he just
Oh, did
fell
he?
off.
Okay. Did
Yeah.
he? Okay.
Okay, let's wait a moment until Nick or someone else joins.
Alder Mayor just joined.
Okay, perfect. I'll just make sure we have someone who joins and has
I do
screen.
see Nick on as well now.
Okay, good.
So we're good.
Okay.
A quick
We
note.
will.
Oh, sorry, just a quick note. There's a Transportation Commission meeting going on tonight also, and I might step away for one item that's in
That's
my
in my
district.
district. Okay.
Okay. I'll be on, but I might have to ask a question on that one. So.
Okay. Thank you, Alder Mayor. It looks like we do have quorum, so we will go ahead and get started now. And I think even if you have to step out for a bit, we will still have quorum, so that shouldn't be a problem. Once again, welcome to our meeting tonight. First order of business would be, I guess, first, Jess, if you could note the roll. And then do we have approval of our previous meeting minutes of October 22nd? All right, motion for approval by David, seconded by Anina. Any discussion on the motion? If not, by unanimous consent, previous meeting minutes are approved. That would then bring us to agenda item number one, which is general public comment. I do not have any registrants this evening for general public comment, so we'll take it straight into our agenda overview. Jess, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair, and good evening. I will say my echo was fine just a minute ago, so I don't know what happened. Am I still echoing? I seem okay now. Good evening. We have a pretty light agenda. There are only two items on our docket this evening. One is a public hearing item. Item number two, this is 4846 Tradewinds Parkway. It's a new building in Urban Design District 1. The UDC is an approving body on this request. And then there is one item of new business, which is item number three. This is 801 South Whitney Way, a public building for the City of Madison Water Utility. The UDC is also an approving body on this request, and staff has recommended this item as a potential consent agenda item. With that, I'll hand it back over to you, Chair, to kick things off.
Okay, thanks, Jess. Before I ask you to maybe contemplate on that consent agenda, do we have any disclosures or recusals this evening? Okay, seeing no hands raised, we'll move on. Do we have any recommendations in the form of a motion for consent agenda? David?
Like to make the motion for the consent agenda for item lost my sorry agenda item number three budget start 90175.
Yes, the water utility project. So
Yes.
item number three. Okay, do we have a second on that motion? Seconded by Jessica. Any discussion on the motion to move agenda item number three to the consent agenda? And if not, we'll take a roll call vote. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by raising your hand. And it looks like it's unanimous. So, thank you for the applicant team from agenda item number three. Your item has been passed this evening, and you are free to leave the meeting. All right. Before we jump into the next agenda items, Julie, would you be able to provide us our instructions for the virtual meeting?
Absolutely. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our virtual meeting. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. For commission members, if you are able, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. For members of the public and applicant teams who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. There is a 3-minute speaker time limit for individual speakers and a 10-minute time limit for development teams. Staff will let you know when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. You will remain muted until the chair calls on you to answer a question. If you need to share documentation with the commission, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn your video on, it will be turned off. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Julie. Let's see, before I maybe move on to our public hearing items. Okay, nope, never mind. Nina, I saw your hand was raised, but you took it down. So we'll move ahead to our public hearing item, which is agenda item number 2, 4846 Tradewinds Parkway. It looks like Jess has the presentation pulled up. Julie, if you could introduce who our speakers are this evening, please.
Sorry, trying to get back to that page. Let's see. We've got Ross Treichel with Ian Licht, Brett Newcomb, Scott Anderson, and Benjamin Bulow also available to answer questions.
Okay, thanks, Julie. Applicant team, you are ready to go.
All right, thank you. My name is Ross Treichel, project manager with Sketchworks Architecture for this project. So we have a warehouse, new warehouse project over on the kind of east side of the Beltline, over here on Tradewinds Parkway. It's right next to a hotel and right now a parking lot that's used for Amazon storage vehicles. And just if you go to the next page, just a few overview kind of context pictures here. It's a greenfield site, nothing going on really to speak of there. Next page, please. So overall site, so we will have underground stormwater on this site, which will be placed underneath the parking lot there, shown on the right-hand side of the plan, which is south. And then that is where all the public entrances are. And then all your delivery bays are pointing north, which would be pointing towards the Beltline itself. Next page, please. Site lighting, trying to keep it as minimal as we could. A little bit of building lighting surrounding the building, parking lot kind of pole lights, and just a couple lights underneath the front entry awning. So pretty standard and minimal as much as we could. Next page, please, is the landscape plan. I'm sure you've had some time to look through this, but just going after just a nice, beautiful landscaped building. Not going above and beyond by too much here, but following all the standards that are in place by zoning codes. Next page, just a very simple overview of the proposed floor plan. There are no tenants aligned right now, so the developer is looking to fill these spots. At least one of them prior to construction, but construction is planned for spring of 26. Next page, please. Roof plan, just explaining some sloping of the roof and mechanical screening, so that all the mechanicals on the roof will be screened. And next page, we'll have some color elevations of the building. So this is tilt-up concrete construction. None of the colors you are seeing here are applied materials. They are painted on the concrete themselves. So starting at the base, we have a kind of light gray paint with 1-inch flutes going up to about 10 feet, I believe that is. Yes. Dark gray, again, is just a paint applied to the concrete. The white will be, again, paint across the whole thing. And then the orange again painted. And above each entry, as you can see on the right-hand image there by that single door, We are proposing kind of an awning, which will also kind of hide a downspout there on the left side as part of kind of the architectural feature of that, which kind of ties into the artwork, if you will, on the side of the building. We are featuring quite a few clear story windows in this building, trying to get some natural light into the deeper spaces of the building, as it is a pretty wide and long building itself. Next page is more elevations, and then our dumpster enclosure proposed. So steel galvanized structure with cedar dog ear pickets, pretty standard and simple. And that would be closer to the Beltline side of the site. And the last page is just some perspectives of the building, so you can kind of get a full context of what's happening there. I'm available for questions. We've got a bunch of other people on staff here, and civil engineering is also on. That is Scott Anderson, if there are any civil questions to be answered. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Ross. With that, we will bring it back to the commission. Do you have any questions for the applicant team? And I'll go ahead and kick it off with one question. On the plans, specifically the landscape plans, I think there's drainage easements on the, is it the east and west side of the building? And if so, what kind of constraints do you have within that space? It looks like one of them is paved as part of your driveway. The other, do you have any constraints as far as landscaping, or what are you planning for landscaping in that one?
Scott, are you on? Would you be able to answer that?
Yeah, can you go to the landscape plan, Ross? Or whoever's controlling the screen? All right, so you say there's two. So the drainage easement, if we plan south, or the west side, that's simply like a dry pond area, so we really can't put any shrubs or plantings in that. It's sort of a dry detention basin that was developed kind of before the wet pond or bioretention standards were in place. And then you said there was a second drainage easement. Which one were we referring to? Along the north?
Yeah, I'm looking at Plan North.
Yeah, so that's we are working with the landowner directly Plan North of us to have a shared driveway easement. So we're kind of picking up a little bit of their stormwater. So it's not necessarily an easement. I mean, we're kind of paving it. So we're kind of using that. There's not much landscaping between that and that existing parking lot Plan North. So.
Okay.
I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, I think so. Did you know for the Plan South drainage easement, what is the ground cover through that space? Is it like a native seeding or plugging?
I would call, if you go back to the pictures, Ross, or excuse me, if you go back to the pictures page, I would call it unmaintained grass. Definitely not native.
Is it existing?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, and it's not being disturbed then?
Correct. Yep.
Okay, I got
I mean,
you.
just a grading tie in the side slopes would be the only disturbance. So
just at the edges, not regrading. Yep. Throughout the whole.
Correct. Yeah, you want to. That's where all our stormwater is going. So you want to keep that vegetated surface intact to help us with erosion control, stormwater as we build the project. So.
Okay, makes sense. Thank you. David, do you have a question?
I do. Thank you. I had a question regarding the rooftop mechanicals. I know you mentioned they're being screened and such, but do you know where on the roof they're going? I don't think it's on the roof plan.
Without really knowing a tenant, I mean, generally we would try to keep them to the more center of each bay, so kind of where the smaller diamonds would be. But without a proposed tenant, we don't have an exact location at this moment or what those mechanicals really would be.
Okay, makes sense. So regarding the tenant, would there be be a kind of maximum overall footprint for the mechanicals that you would anticipate by chance?
Traditionally on buildings of this size that we have seen, really what you're that kind of example image would almost be the maximum that we have seen for one of the tenant bays if you split this in a 50-50 configuration. Usually two larger rooftop units, and maybe there might obviously you'll have a few other penetrations for, plumbing, ventilation, things like that, but those are very small, obviously. So yeah, typically of a tenant space of this size, two of those larger rooftop units is usually the most that we would see.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Okay. Any other questions from the commission? Okay. If not, we'll then move on into just deliberation. Do we have any comments from the commission? Rafiq.
Yeah, I was going to ask a question in the first part about the entries. I thought everything else on this project was kind of, all of the lines and geometries were similar in width, and the entries kind of weren't. And I thought maybe the vertical should be the same width as the horizontal. If that's a downspout, then you just make it so that it just makes sense. But I was like, that doesn't really matter. It's a very utilitarian building. It is what it is. There is some sort of design applied to it, and it seems like there's not a lot of comments. So, with the exception of your questions about the landscape, I would just make a motion for approval.
Okay, thanks, Rafiq. Jessica, is that a second? Okay, motion for approval with a second. I would like to make a couple comments about the landscape, and maybe these could be added as a friendly amendment, just because you beat me to the punch, Rafiq, but a couple quick things. So I think if we go to a plan view, specifically the landscape plan, please. Yeah, that south elevation of the building faces, I believe, the hotel, which is actually to the west. It could really use some landscape at that foundation, or at least between the building and the drainage easement, to help soften some larger areas of blank walls. So I think it could definitely be within your current plant species schedule. Could be some of those smaller, narrow evergreens, or the medium-sized shrubs or even ornamental grasses that just help break down that building mass from the view of the parking lot and the hotel. One other note I had, and this maybe doesn't need to even be a condition of approval, but it will probably come up in the site plan review from city staff and zoning. I think you need a parking island to break up stalls that are in a string of more than 12 consecutive stalls. So obviously that island would, or peninsula, I should say, would have some landscape in it. It might mean shifting one of your trees into that space. I'm assuming it wouldn't be on top of where your subsurface stormwater storage is, but still, I think that might be a comment you get next up in the process, and you might need to shift your landscaping, and or add a little bit of landscaping. And then I'm just making a note, it's not a huge deal, but on the parking lot side of the building, that foundation planting is all very low. And I think you have space to add some plant selection that's a little bit taller, that has a little bit more presence. It could be some taller ornamental grasses or shrubs, but everything you have in there is really quite low, like 12 inches tall. So maybe adding a little variety in the height of that foundation planting bed would be beneficial. And then one final little note in your landscape, on your landscape sheet, I think it's note number one, has shredded rock mulch, which I think is just a typo. If you could make sure that's shredded bark mulch. It looks like most of your planting areas are the shredded bark mulch. If you have areas that are just maintenance strips, I'm okay with that being the stone mulch that you have noted in your legend. But if it's a planting area and that area planned south of the building might become more of a planting area, then in that case, it should be the shredded bark mulch. So, handful of items there. I don't know for Rafik and Jessica, who made the motions and seconded. If you are willing, would you consider that as a friendly amendment?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And before we vote, I just wanted to clarify the landscape comment, Shane. It seemed like you were talking primarily about the south elevation of the building.
The south, yes. It doesn't look like there's any space on the north. Or plant north.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So when you say south, you're talking Tradewinds Parkway.
Oh,
or are
sorry.
You
no,
talking?
I'm plan south.
So you're talking what would be the west elevation?
West elevation, and not even specifically within the drainage easement, but there's a space of landscape between the building and the drainage easement.
Yeah, like this area in here.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. And then, so I had, with regard to that, it's the plantings along the west elevation, including adding taller plantings, ornamentals, or shrubs, but ultimately adding a variety in the height, and then to reflect shredded bark mulch in all planting beds. Did you want to add a condition about the planting up against the building or Tradewinds Parkway as viewed from the street?
Yeah, generally, I think the landscape plan is fine, but part of my comment about the height was plan east, that foundation planting against the parking lot, that needs more height and more variety.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, that was a rather lengthy friendly amendment, but I think we got it covered well. Thanks, everyone. We have the motion for approval. We have it seconded. Any other discussion on the motion?
This is final, not initial.
Final. Thank you for that clarification. Okay, we'll take a roll call vote. All those in favor of final approval, please signify by raising your hand. And that is unanimous. Motion passes. Thank you, Ross, and your team. And good luck with the rest of the project. All right, that concludes our public hearing items. Our new business agenda item 3 was passed on the consent agenda, which then brings us back to Jess and our schedule and secretary's report.
Yeah, so recent Plan Commission actions, they were met on November 3rd, and there were two items on the Plan Commission's agenda that the UDC had provided advisory recommendations on. One of them was 139 West William Wilson Street. This was the multifamily project next to the Moment. Ultimately, the Plan Commission referred this item so that the applicant had time to complete a management plan and make revisions to the first floor management office and loading spaces. I think really what the Plan Commission was trying to get a better understanding of is what level of vehicular traffic was going to be coming in and out of the site, and how that was going to be managed accordingly so as not to create backups or intrusions into the pedestrian pathway. So they'll be headed back to Plan Commission, I believe, on the 17th of November. And the second item that we had forwarded a advisory recommendation on is the 511 through 515 West Dayton Street. This is that residential building complex that we talked about at our last meeting. Ultimately, the Plan Commission did modify the UDC's conditions. First, the applicant advised against putting a window up against the front elevation where the bike parking was, for window, I guess, longevity concerns and maintenance. And the Plan Commission agreed. And so they will add windows on that side wall, but not on that front elevation. And then they also thought that final review could be completed administratively versus returning to the Urban Design Commission for final review and approval. So we will not be seeing that one again. The other condition related to the siding conversation in terms of not wrapping that corner with the board and batten, it sounds like that condition stands. So that one, I'll be looking at that one. And as part of the site plan review. And then our next regular business meeting is November 19th, so a couple weeks out. That's looking also to be a little bit on the lighter side. We'll be looking at 124 East Gorham. This is a residential building complex in the Mansion Hill Historic District. If you've been watching that one, the Landmarks Commission reviewed and conditionally approved that at their last meeting, earlier, was that last week, I think. And then we'll be looking at the Gilman North Francis redevelopment. And then there's two sign exceptions on that agenda as well to locate signage on non-qualifying elevations. So also a fairly light agenda as we head into our Thanksgiving holiday. With that, I am headed out of town. Hopefully we'll see with the airfare and air travel. And you'll probably be getting that packet earlier than later. So you'll have more time with that. A few other miscellaneous things that I have that I wanted to note. Our 2026 development review schedule is now available and has been included in your packet material. So you'll see the 2026 UDC meeting dates. Julie will be sending out invites for those meetings probably later this year, but before next year, or at least hopefully at least before our next meeting and in our first meeting in January. So be on the lookout for those. I also wanted to encourage everyone to continue to think about and provide feedback about the discussion that we had at our last meeting about the what elements of design we should be caring about when it comes to the UDC's purview and what makes an impact on the built environment, and where we should be caring about those things. Like, are our urban design districts still our areas of interest, or are there others in the city that need to be included as well? I'll put in a plug for the project website. So if you just Google Urban Design Code update at City of Madison, it'll take you to the project website. All of our public outreach materials are available and active on that web page. You'll be able to take a survey and use an interactive map to help us identify the where. The survey is aimed at really focusing on the what we care about from a design perspective. With that, feel free to also just keep on sending me emails. I know I've gotten a couple of emails from a few folks here on some additional thoughts as we move forward in those discussions. Shane, I'll give you a shout out at our discussion last week or last time. You had mentioned ingredients comprising like a building design, and that like really resonated with me. I'll say that the introduction paragraph to the survey really focuses on that as kind of the analogy. I think that helps think about, especially if you're not used to having that conversation about design, I think it really frames that conversation very nicely. Like, there's just certain things that go into a building composition or a design composition. And I think the word ingredients was really great. So I used that. So be sure you look at those. Nina, I saw you had your hand up. So I'll stop there for just a minute.
Oh, did you say I'm
Yeah.
muted?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
Did you have your hand up? I saw you had your hand
Yeah,
up.
I didn't get the website. You went fast. I'm writing. Can you go
Oh,
back to say
sure.
you say, go check out, search Urban Design Code Review Update, right?
Yep. So if you just Google Urban Design Code Update, City of Madison, it will take you to the project website.
Okay, thank you.
And if you can't find it, you can always email me. I can send you a link too. I was just
You know,
like,
I keep forgetting I can bug you anytime. I'll do that. I'll be
yeah,
sending
maybe
you.
Julie and I will just send something out anyway, just so you
Yeah.
guys have it. That might be
Okay.
good. And then lastly, the holidays are upon us. And so I just wanted to put a plug in for just letting Julie and I know schedules and absences as you know them.
When are the meetings around the holidays?
So we have one coming up the 19th, so it's the week before Thanksgiving, and then December 3rd. And I think our last meeting this year is December 17th.
So I
So
won't
just
be
letting
here.
us know what schedules are and when
And
folks
Julie?
planning them.
Okay, I won't be on the 17th then. Okay.
Yeah, just shoot us an email and let us know.
Yeah.
But that's all I have.
Okay,
Wow,
thanks, Jess.
Short meeting.
Short meeting.
Yeah.
Bye.
Do we have business by members? I did see the link in the agenda for business by members had a link to the DRB presentation. I don't know if that was planned for tonight. No, okay.
No.
Rafiq's eyes got a little bit larger. Interesting. Okay. Any business by members otherwise?
No, that's an old one. We haven't had any substantial projects in a minute. So when we do, I'll definitely share those.
Okay. Yeah, I opened it up and I'm like, oh, I think I've seen all of this before.
Yeah, Shane, it looks like that one is back from February.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's when I originally attached that. So that's an old one.
Okay. Well, great. We can end even earlier then. If there is no other business by members, then by unanimous consent at 5:02, our meeting is adjourned. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thanks,
everyone.
Everyone.
Bye.